Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm Dave Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. And this is Lori Pickup from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well, and we're ready to get started. There's a lot to
Yes, time for rock and roll. A lot's been happening during the week, this past week. The hearings on Capitol Hill. Let's start off by, those 11 Republicans who they attended a White House meeting with Trump to strategize about overturning election results on January 6th. Six of them later asked for a pardon. We'll start out with that. It's open mic night tonight. We can talk about anything as it relates to American politics, from abortion rights to the January 6th committee and everything in between. Tonight's show is 90 minutes on a variety of hot topics of the day. The number to call, don't be shy, is 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Okay, Lori. Let's go.
We have so much. So let's start out with these 11 Republicans that met on December the 20th. And, of course, six of them asked for pardons. So the White House did hold a meeting on December 21st, 2020, to discuss a fringe theory to overturn the election. Then on January 6th, 2021, the committee shared the names of 11 House Republicans who went to that meeting.
Mm-hmm. And these include Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, as well as Representative-elect Marjorie Taylor Greene. The House Select Committee investigating January 6th offered new details on Tuesday about a meeting at the White House that involved several Republican members of Congress. Ahead of the meeting on the joint session of Congress to certify the 2020 presidential elections. Democratic Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy of Florida, a member of the committee, said the December 21st meeting was part of an effort to dismantle or disseminate the false claims and to encourage members of the public to fight the outcome of January 6th.
Yes, and then Vice President Mike Pence, Rudy Giuliani, and Mark Meadows, the White House Chief of Staff at the time, attended the meeting along with the President Donald Trump, Murphy said. At the meeting, Murphy said the members discussed election theories pushed by Trump's personal lawyer, John Eastman, who said he believed that Pence was able to single-handedly reject the slates of electors in his role presiding over the joint session. In reality, Pence's role was simply to count the votes. On Tuesday, the committee aired footage of Pat Cipollone, Trump's White House counsel. He was asked to address a comment attributed to him by another Trump advisor, Jason Miller, who quoted him as saying that Eastman's theory was nutty. Cipollone declined to contradict that. Cipollone said he tried to attend the meeting himself, but apparently was turned away. Go ahead, David.
Yes, and here are the 11 Republicans who were at a meeting, according to the White House visitors log. obtained by the January 6th committee. Mo Brooks of Alabama, he's running for U.S. Senate, and he lost the Republican nomination. Congressman Brian Babin, or Babin of Texas, Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona, Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, the child molester, allegedly, Congressman Louie Gomes of Texas, the crazy one, Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona, Congressman Andy Harris of Maryland, Congresswoman Jody Heiss of Georgia, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, and Congresswoman-elect Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. The committee previously shared a number of Republicans who sought pardons from Trump in the final days of his administration. Six of those attendees on December 21st, 2020 meeting, Biggs, Brooks, Gaetz, Gohmert, Greene, and Perry, sought pardons. So, if you did nothing wrong, why are you seeking pardon? That's what I want to know. That's what everybody wants to know.
Exactly.
You know, you're not breaking the law.
Pardon?
No, I'm saying, I'm asking, if you didn't break the law, why, you know, you want pardon?
Exactly, because they knew what they were doing was illegal to begin with. You know, they wanted to overthrow an election and change the results. I mean, this was a scheme that started back a long time before we ever even knew about it. It's just appalling. Jim Jordan is in hot water right now. I think they all should be in hot water. And I think all of their days should be numbered and in prison,
indeed,
in my opinion.
Indeed. Before we go any further, you know, it was reported earlier today that Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana Trump, died of a cardiac arrest. She was 23 years old. And unfortunately, karma got around Trump. But, you know, may she rest in peace. You know, she had a book a couple of years back saying, alleging that Donald Trump raped her, and then she withdrew it. You know, and I wouldn't want to be, you know, a wife or ex-wife of Donald Trump or even associated with Donald Trump. So bless her heart. You know, she's no longer with us, and we'll speak ill or dead. But karma got it wrong this time. So may she rest in peace.
Absolutely. That was sad to hear about that, really.
Indeed.
It really was.
Indeed.
It was very, she wasn't, I don't think she was sick. Sounds like I said, it was a heart attack and they just found her. It's sad. He's for sure.
Yes. All right, committee hearings. Some real disturbing things came out. They interviewed the Oath Keepers fellow. Who has destroyed his life, his home, lost his family, lost his job. And I don't really feel sorry for him because after the hearing, he went over and shook the hands of the police officers that he helped to have life injuries. You know, so a little bit too late for apologizing. He shouldn't be there in the first place. He shouldn't organize against overthrowing the government. That's treason. As an automatic 20 years in prison. So, you know, he can shove his apology where sun will shine. What's your thoughts on the matter?
Well, I did hear yesterday part of what he said. And, you know, he did say that he believed everything that Trump said. So mind-boggling to me that these people fall, you know, line and sinker. They just absolutely hung by his words, and they were listening to all the, you know, all the right-wing crazies, you know, and believing these things. And he said that everything that Trump said, he took as word. And because of that, he did end up in D.C. I don't think he was armed, though, but still, he ended up in D.C. And also, he did lose his home. He lost his job, you know, in which, you know, I can't say that I'm sorry because, you know, but I guess what I fall back to is how does someone that can reason or have intelligence just fall into this hole of darkness and just not understand and see that, you know, election just cannot be over, you know, just can't be rigged like that. I mean, we have been doing elections for years upon years upon years. How can this happen? I mean, a little bit of common sense has to come into play. But with these people, it did not. And that's scary for me. That's very scary to think about.
To me, how I translate this by this man, who, first of all, his wife or ex-wife, her name is Tasha Adams. She said that that's his estranged wife, calls the oath keeper a complete sociopath after January 6th hearing or arrest. You know, and it's a mixture of stupidity and ignorance on the part of this man, because he's a grown ass man who should know better. He has common sense, or, you know, that's the common belief, a man that age. You know, so, you know, if you want to be naive and stupid and follow an ignoramus like Donald Trump, who's a grifter, and everybody knows his reputation, you know, why, there's absolutely no excuse for this man to, like, you know, take Trump's word hook, line, and sinker. You know, it's a cult, this MAGA movement, and hopefully in 2022 and 2024 we'll squash it permanently. Because it's dangerous to American democracy. It was a test run in 2021 on January 6th, and I feel that they'll try it again in 2022, and a big showdown is in 2024. It's dangerous for America, and it's an example we're showing the world. We're supposed to be the beacon of values and democracy, but the shit happening because of Donald Trump and his minions. So, ladies and gentlemen, call us at 515-605-9802. Say your first name, where you're calling from. We'd love to hear from you. The topic is open mic, a general discussion, anything you want to talk about. And Trump's lawyer think that Mark Meadows is going down in a ball of flames, and I hope he does, because that son of a bitch, along with Jeannie, what's her name, the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas' wife, Jean Thomas, they exchanged some very, you know, disturbing emails or text messages with each other about how to overthrow the government. I don't know why both of them not in prison, and Giuliani and General Flynn and Steve Bannon, you know. I mean, it's so naked, their aggression against democracy. You know, that no one's come in front of the January 6th committee, even though they're subpoenaed. If anybody else, a regular person, tried that, they'd be in prison. No hesitation. What's the delay?
Well, the delay is they are laying the foundation, and I think they're getting very warm. Mark Meadows, as we all know, is Trump's former White House chief of staff. And I think that Mark Meadows is going to be one of the fall guys. That's my opinion. He was part of the inner circle and, you know, part of the legal team. And he knew all the strategies that were going on. He was involved in a lot. And I really do think that Mark Meadows is in really deep trouble. Now, the only way out I can maybe see for Mark Meadows is if he decides to testify, plead guilty, and then turn on Trump. That's probably, you know, maybe then he won't get, you know, how many years in jail. But it says, and I quote, "Everyone is strategizing around the likelihood that Mark is in a lot of trouble," says a lawyer close to the former president. "Everyone who knows what they're doing anyway." So, you know, Mark Meadows, I just don't understand. I'm going back to what was the loyalty for? What were these people going to get out of this at the end? I mean, I don't understand what they thought. What was this golden rainbow or this bag of gold that was at the end that was shining in front of their faces, you know?
Just to me, ignorance and stupidity. Ignorance and stupidity, those two things.
It's got to be more than that. I mean, I agree. Those two things are probably, but I mean, these are not stupid people. I mean, Mark Meadows was not a dumb man. I mean, did he fall hook, line, and sinker as well? Did he really think that, you know, that Americans were going to just lay back and let Trump say he won and be done with it? I mean, it makes no sense to me. You know,
we live in an alternate universe with alternate facts. That's the operation Modi for Trump and his people and most of the Republican Party today. And is that they live in another world, you know? And the logical thinking is not there. It's just whole fantasy. You know, and again, it come down, boiled down to ignorance and stupidity. And I think Donald Trump, well, not think, he does control the Republican Party. And what he says goes and who you endorse, you know, win primaries. It's been half and half this primary season. But, you know, Donald Trump is an end all and be all for these people. And even if their integrity is on the line, they don't care. They just want to, like, please him. It's like, you know, the Nazis, you know, everybody swore allegiance to Adolf Hitler. It's the same thing. It's a cult, you know. And slowly but surely, the Republicans, the establishment, wising up that Donald Trump isn't a person, but who we have to be scared of, really, is Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. According to all polls, he's leading Trump on the Republican potential field for president. You know, so it's a mixture of stupidity and ignorance.
He's Satan is
That's
crazy.
That's the bottom line.
He's crazy. He is. Yeah. He's high on power right now. And I hope the state of Florida votes him out, because if they don't, they're in a lot of trouble.
I doubt it. Reason being, Broward County and parts of Miami are blue. The rest of Florida is basically red. And Florida's has a history of being like 20 years behind the rest of America. So I don't have hope. You know, Val Dennings, you know, she's running against Marco Rubio. And there's no clear front runner against Ron DeSantis on the Democratic side for governor, you know? So I will lower my expectations for the governor's race, because Democrats don't have the shit together in Florida, and they're always trying to appease your Republicans, trying to work with them, you know? And it's like, they don't get it. You know, this is all out war. Take the boxing gloves off, fight fire with fire and blood for blood. But I guess some Democrats just don't, you know, learn. They're like, oh, no, you know, when they take the low road, we take the high road. Forget all that Democrats in Florida, you know, because that is nothing of the past in the 70s and the 80s where you could compromise and work and get the state or the country in pen. But these Republicans are fringe right-wing lunatics. They won't listen to reason, and they want 99.99% of their things go through. And it all starts with local politics. Elect your council member, your school board member, city and county commissioners, you know, who lean Democratic. That's the only way you can change things from within. And it goes for a lot of states, though, not only in the South, but across the country. You know, where fringe right-wingers running for school board, council member, state house, you know, state senate, and all the way up to federal level. We need to, like, you know, grab the problem by the horn and put in good people or real progressives in these position of powers, you know, so a real change can be made. And I don't have hope for Florida. Florida is just a lost cause. You know, Texas and Florida are the step-headed red shires of America. What everything
well,
America
sure
done, they do something opposite.
I know. I agree with that.
Yes.
Totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that,
Lindsey Graham.
I mean, I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're saying, but I do hope that the people of Florida wake up. And because some of the things that he has proposed are basically Nazi garbage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It really
banning
is.
Books, burning books.
Yeah.
The don't
exactly.
say gay law. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, how dare you, Ron DeSantis? Who the hell you think you are? Who died and made
exactly.
you God? Seriously.
I know.
You know.
I know.
This is just crazy.
Exactly.
It's madness.
It definitely is.
Yeah, so this other idiot, Lindsey Graham, U.S. Senator from South Carolina, argues that the Constitution grants him absolute immunity in Georgia. God has subpoenaed him in Georgia. And what are your thoughts on your take on that?
Lindsey Graham? Oh, Lindsey Graham, he thinks that the Constitution is going to give him immunity. I don't know. Why would the Constitution give him immunity? Seriously. You know, he doesn't want to talk. There's a reason for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here in the article it says, lawyers for Senator Lindsey Graham are seeking to squash a subpoena related to the 2020 election. Graham has been asked to testify before a Georgia grand jury about calls he made to Brad Raffensperger. Graham's lawyer says the South Carolina Republican has immunity under the U.S. Constitution. That's a first for me. I've never heard that. Have you?
No. As usual, they're pulling things over the ass and making things up. Just try to escape justice, and it's not going to work because the people of Georgia, they're tired of the Republican garbage.
It says,
you know, it's going to backfire on Instagram. And, you know, I don't know, Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has been investigating efforts by the former President Donald Trump and his allies to pressure officials in Georgia to overturn Joe Biden's victory up to this day. So, you know, Rudy Giuliani was subpoenaed also. He was former personal attorney to Trump. You know, I mean, nobody's above the law. And Lindsey Graham using this and saying, oh, yes, you know, the Constitution grants him immunity. You know, I thought
who
Republicans like him are states' rights, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution have nothing to do with this. You know, so,
I don't think so.
It's just smoke and mirrors, trying to delay the process and delay the inevitable, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he may, you know, at issue are phone calls Graham is alleged to have placed in November of 2020 to Raffensperger or Perger.
Raffensperger.
A fellow Republican whom Trump would later pressure to find him the votes necessary to claim victory in the state. He said Graham had called him and suggested he throw out all the mail-in ballots from counties with high rates of mismatched signatures. He refused. We have laws in place, Raffensperger said, recounted saying. I mean, really, who do these people think they are? I mean, honestly and truly. I mean, when I sign something, you know, I might, my signature is probably never the same twice, honestly and truly. You know, when I sign, it depends. If I'm in a hurry or if I'm trying to be nice and neat or if I don't care that day, I'm in a rut, you know what I'm saying? It's whenever I sign stuff, it never looks the same twice. I mean, that is total BS ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It is. Added to which, Kermit Roosevelt a constitutional lawyer expert at the University of Pennsylvania. Yes, that Roosevelt, related to the Theodore Roosevelt and FDR. He's a constitutional law expert. And he said that, you know, this argument made by Graham's attorney is very least plausible. So the grabbing at straws here, the speech or debate clause, just took, you know, looking into the text, seem like it's about things that members of Congress say on the floor, or the court has to read it more broadly. You know, so again, they're grabbing at straws here and trying to make excuses why Lindsey Graham shouldn't testify. And, you know, again, nobody's above the law. You know,
if Lindsey Graham has nothing to hide, if he has nothing to hide, if he didn't make the phone calls, you know, I mean, he can go there and defend himself. If he has proof that he didn't make the phone calls, he can go there and defend himself. But but by fighting to go, you know that's what he did. It's exactly what he did.
Exactly.
I mean, do these people think that we're a bunch of morons that don't understand anything, that they can just wiggle out of whatever they want in their life and just do what they want, and then they're above the law, as you say? I mean, really? Well, then we should all be above the law.
Alternate universe. You know? We live in an alternate universe with no common sense or practicality. They think the world revolves around them. You know, they have this messianic complex where, you know, they're uneducated voters who vote for them, no matter what evidence you point out to these people who vote Republican. You know, and, oh, no, you know, Democrats are this, that. They're socialists, you know. The what's the word I'm looking for? The gaslight things. Instead of speaking on the issues and presenting, you know, evidence, clear evidence and facts. You know, the everything other than talking about what's on the agenda, like, you know, you're picking with them, really. You know, so is that I live in an alternate universe with no critical thinking, and a lot of Americans out there barely having a high school education are the ones who voted Republican for the most part, especially in the South, you know. So God help us in 2022 and 2024, because, like I said, fire for fire and blood for blood. We have a call coming in. It's called June. The number, ladies and gentlemen, to call is 515-605-9802. Susie from the great state of Michigan calling in. Hello, Susie. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's up?
I agree with everything you say. You're thinking of Marxists. And they're, you know, they call Democrats Marxists, make us sound like we're communists.
True.
And I was reading one of the news clips, but I didn't finish because I've got grandkids running around and stuff. There was a group of conservatives, including prominent lawyers and a retired judge, that just, excuse me, wrote a 70-page statement saying that Trump didn't win and it's all BS, pretty much. Now they're coming out of the woods, all right?
I know, after all the damage that's been done.
I know. And the other thing I wanted to say was the MAGA group use Trump as a figurehead because they're really fascists and want to get, take over the government just like they did in Europe and get rid of anybody that's color, you know, have color, is a foreigner or is a Democrat that wants everybody to have a say in their government. They want to take it over in the name of Christian, you know?
Oh, I know. Absolutely. And pay
just
no
like
taxes,
these abortion rights, what they did to that 10-year-old. The Ohio AG said the girl was lying. The Wall Street Journal confirmed it was a lie and then had to retract it. And then Jim Jordan called it a lie until they had proof. And they went on Fox News and talked about it. that it mm-hmm. she really wasn't raped, and now they want to go after the doctor.
Any child who's on listen, any girl child who's on a 16 years old, some states are 16, some states are 17. If you're under those ages and you have sex, is not consensual. That's rape. You know, so
yeah,
Jim Jordan going on Fox News talking about this garbage. You know, I mean, he's the one to talk. When he was the coach for a wrestling team in Ohio in high school, or was it college? I don't remember which one. He said the fact that his assistant or whoever who he worked with was raping those boys. So he has no business or no authority to say anything about, you know, this being a hoax, about this 10-year-old being raped. No,
he
shouldn't be even in Congress. He should be in jail. Yeah,
he's
slime. He's scum.
Oh, my God. There's so many they have to go to jail. And, you know, Trump has so many lawsuits against him, broke so many laws, even before he was president, not paying workers and cheating people and cheating his taxes and everything else. It got Capone for IRS, the very least IRS should get him. And then he broke the Constitution how many times? And his oath of office. And he wants to be a mafia dude. That's all. Him and his dad were pretending to be mafia all the time. Strong-arming people and cheating people and, you know, I know a guy if you say something kind of thing. It's ridiculous.
Going back to the 10-year-old girl, I wanted to kind of go back to that because the governor of Ohio, when he first found out that she was pregnant, he said sorry because if that was his granddaughter or someone in his family, you know, what would they do? But unfortunately, because of the law, she is going to have to carry this child. I mean, when I heard him say that, my blood boiled. Then came the doctor in the woman doctor in Indiana that said she would do the abortion. So they did take her to Indiana. Now, yesterday, the Columbus police arrested a 27-year-old on charges of raping the 10-year-old who traveled to Indiana last month for an abortion. So he was arrested. She was raped.
More than
what?
22.
Yes, he was 27 years old.
And then the Ohio AG said it was a lie. Attorney General of Ohio, along with Jim Jordan.
Yeah, well, they're full.
That poor kid. I just tucked in my granddaughter. She's 10.
I know.
I mean, I just can't even imagine.
I know.
This is poor.
It's at 10 years old, you're still playing with dolls, and you're still, you're just a child. You have no thought. I mean, this poor girl, this poor angel
child.
Is going to, child. She is just going to be scarred for life. I can't even imagine the trauma. I am sure that the being raped was bad enough, but then to go through an abortion, I mean, come on. How traumatic. I hope that she comes out of this.
Imagine they wanted her to have
I have a
the
solution.
Baby.
There it is. Ladies, I have a solution for this 27-year-old rapist son of a bitch.
Good.
Get the sharpest meat cleaver there is, a rusty sharp meat cleaver. Cut his balls off.
Sure.
Give him needle and thread. And if you can sew that shit up before bleeding out and bleeding to death, then, you know, we'll throw him in solitary confinement for 23 or 24 hours for the rest of his life. You know?
It's
making an example of, you know, what you shouldn't do, you know, because this whole thing about, you know, grown-ass, grayback, silverback men going after kids is disgusting, you know, and he should be made an example. There's absolutely no excuse, you know. She's 10 years
and
old.
And it's
she's
on the news all the time. So-and-so goes to jail for molesting a child or trying to get to molest a child. It's on there every week. These perverts are everywhere. And if the person gets pregnant, you want her to have a baby? Are you serious?
It may kill her. Jesus Christ, you know?
Yeah, can you imagine? They're little tiny things. How can they carry a baby?
It's just crazy. It is beyond.
It's beyond. Sick.
And then Governor Mike DeWine, who signed the Ohio law in 2019, would not comment last week on whether 10-year-old rape victims should be forced to have their rapist baby. Instead, he decried child rape and stressed that all he knew about the case was from the media reports. He's full of crap, okay?
Yeah, he is.
He's full of
crap. And his
crap.
Attorney general, I mean, Jesus.
Yeah. He went on to say, our office does not have new comments. As we previously stated, Governor DeWine views this crime as a horrific tragedy, and he said that the evidence supports a rapist should spend the rest of his life in prison. And then it does go on and talk about the attorney general. Mm-hmm. I mean, this for me is, I can't get over this. It bothers me that much that this poor girl is traumatized probably for life. You know, she's probably not going to trust anybody. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, and I'm not casting aspersions or blame, but where were her parents in all this?
Yeah, I mean, you have a legitimate question there. I don't know the answer to that. You know, I don't know how this 27-year-old got so close to a 10-year-old child. You know, it doesn't say. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
I don't know. They don't say. It could be a babysitter. Mm-hmm. It could be a neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And then nowadays with the Internet, you know, they lure kids, especially young teens, you know, on the net. Hey, how, you know, I'm your age. Let's meet up. And horrible things happen.
Kidnap them, put them in sex trade, or rape them repeatedly, and you don't go missing for years, probably dead. Yeah, it's sad. We live in a sad situation.
Hey, Susie, what do you think about Mark Meadows?
He should be in jail right next to Trump.
Absolutely.
All of them. Jim Jordan, that idiot that, you know, there's so many of them, I can't even name them all.
I know.
They thought they were on the bandwagon, but they all should go on the wagon into prison.
Yep.
I don't have words. I can't understand this. What is happening to our country? I am so afraid that it's going to be another fascist Nazi takeover. They're trying their damnedest to do it, and it just scares me.
I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't think they're, you know, they are saying MoveOn.org was talking about and actually thinks that they are going to attempt a second coup.
I didn't get a chance to read that, you know. I looked at it a little bit today that they said, if you think that 2020 was bad, wait till 2024. Oh, my God.
Another thing that came up recently, I don't want to cut you off, remember your point, but the Secret Service erased text messages from January 5th and 6th of 2021.
Yeah.
Shortly after they were requested by the oversight officials of the January 6th committee investigating the agency's response to Capitol riots. So, you know, has the Trump administration and Donald Trump tiered to the Secret Service where people are loyal to him and not the country and not putting the country first?
I
find it suspect that, you know, that erase those things.
I don't understand. Yeah, why would the Secret Service do that?
He has followers even in the military and everywhere, you know. So they get on the Internet, they get brainwashed, and then they do stupid things like that. But that's why I'm scared. It's coming from every side, you know, mm-hmm. police and military and Secret Service. There was one thing I read today that there was national police in the car with idiot when he tried to make him turn around and go back to the Capitol because he wanted to join them, and they said, no, you have to go back to the White House. There's corroboration mm-hmm. on that one, a third person.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I don't know. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, to which I saw a report that mm-hmm. Said that if he goes down, he's going to plead that he was mentally insane, and he's going to use people like Mark Meadows and other people around him as scapegoats so as not to go to jail or prison, you know? So if he was insane, he has no right running for president of the United States or any office again. According to him, if he uses that, you know, then you're not fit for office, dude. You never were. You never will be. You know? I just want to see Donald Trump in prison, behind bars. You know?
Oh, for sure.
And Bubba makes him his bitch. That's the only satisfaction.
Yeah, exactly.
Karma. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, for real. For real. He's a
disgusting. How can he run for office again when he's impeached twice? How does that work?
I don't think he can. I think it's all BS.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. And I feel that the only reason why Trump didn't announce on July 4th is because of that shooting in Hyde Park, Illinois, where it would have stolen his thunder, you know. But trust me, he's going to announce that he's running for president. But hopefully the January 6th committee can make recommendations to Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, to prosecute Donald Trump and his minions and put him on trial for breaking the laws and the Constitution of the United States and make examples of him. Because if Richard Nixon, the most seasoned politician I know, you know, had to resign as president and he wasn't above the law, who the hell is Donald Trump? Nobody. Nobody is above the Constitution and law. Nobody. So Donald Trump, your days are numbered. I promise you. Your days are numbered. You're going to prison.
I just hope it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking too long, but they have to be careful because the whole world's watching. I understand. Mm-hmm. And more people are coming out of the woodwork to go against mm-hmm. them and tell the truth, mm-hmm. which we need. But, oh, my God.
But where were these people? Where were those people when he was doing this crap and not coming out and calling him out on it? Why? They're so that afraid with no backbone?
I would think they would.
You know, I keep going back to that and not understanding why these intelligent people, I mean, I don't think Mark Meadows was an idiot. I don't think, you know, many that worked there were not stupid. They knew their way around. They knew right from wrong. And I don't understand how they, once again, just fell hook, line, and sinker. Like I've said many times, Trump is the best con man that there ever was in the world, that I can ever, I mean, we can't even imagine. That is his forte. He is good at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, besides ignorance and lack of common sense, I think is a whole egotistical power trip on the part of Mark Meadows, because being chief of staff of the White House is one of the most powerful offices in the West Wing. You know, you have the direct heir to the president, and the arrogance of these people who has been involved with the Trump administration, it knows no bounds. You know, look at Mike Flynn, for example, the former general. You know, in a Senate hearing, confirmation hearings as national security advisor, he neglected to say
whether he was being paid by a foreign agent, which is Russia, you know, and how can you forget something like that? You know, in other words, you lied. You weren't upfront. You weren't truthful. And to be NSA director.
Well, he pleaded the fifth how many times?
Exactly.
I mean, he pleaded
exactly.
the fifth how many times? It's crazy. When you
uh-huh.
plead the fifth,
I mean,
that means you're guilty. What else does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
I
know.
I'm telling you, it's the fascist money and power. And this is how they
yes.
think they're going to get it. They're going to take over. I mean, heaven forbid if the Republicans tax the big businesses like oil and Microsoft and all those other people. They're paying no taxes. And you and me have to pay and support everything else. They don't care about the everyday person. All they care is about money and power, and they don't care
mm-hmm.
how they do it.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now the D.C. police officer and the Trump January 6th motorcade collaborated details of heated Secret Service exchange to the committee.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably did grab the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And throw the plates up against the wall.
Mm-hmm. And threw a fit in the car because he wanted to go to the rally because
mm-hmm.
they weren't going to harm him. And
that's what
he
said.
That.
He mm-hmm. even said it.
He did say it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it says.
I mean, what more evidence, ladies? What more evidence do we need that Donald Trump should be in prison? I mean.
I don't know. I don't know. There's so much coming up that I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's
mm-hmm.
just beyond my understanding. But I get it because, you know, look at Lindsey Graham. He's saying that he
mm-hmm.
doesn't have to testify because of the Constitution. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
these lawyers are paid to try to find just a tiny little loophole, you know, a needle in a haystack to get out of the trouble that they're in, you know, and just throwing
mm-hmm.
stuff up against the wall and maybe it'll stick. So
mm-hmm.
I think the DOJ has he's probably got so much pressure upon himself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
he's got to get it
and
right.
And he has to prove it. He can't do hearsay or just what this person said against that one person. They have to have evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it takes time. Look at the committee. It's really helping them a lot. But
mm-hmm.
He got impeached already twice for not doing what he, you know, breaking the law. And, you know, it's adding up and adding up. And he thinks, I'll run for president again. They can't arrest me then. That's what he's talking. And he wants to raise money for his lawyers, for sure. You know that money's
mm-hmm.
going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I hope they stop him sooner than later. We can't do this for another couple years. It's crazy.
Yeah, hopefully we can get everything together before November this year.
I hope so.
Because if Republicans come to power in November, then the January 6th committee will be null and void. And they're just going to run riot, you know, and just fuck America up even more, you know. So
I know.
We need to get moving on this and put whoever besides Donald Trump, along with Donald Trump, on trial for what it did to America and trying to destroy America from within. Enough
I know.
Is clear,
well,
you
know. I know. It
changed gears.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay, so former President Trump.
Hmm?
Go ahead, Lori. Go ahead.
I was just going to change gears for a moment because this coming Friday, Trump is supposed to have a rally. I thought it was in Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken. And people are paying anywhere from $9 to $3,900 for this rally. Well, guess
mm-hmm.
what? he had to cancel the rally because Trump, his adult children, are to testify in a New York civil probe on Friday.
Yay!
The former President Donald Trump is expected to testify in the New York Attorney General's civil investigation into his business practices next week, not on Friday, as previously agreed, according to a person familiar with the matter. Trump's daughter Ivanka and son Donald Jr. also will be questioned under oath next week, the person said. At a June 8th court-ordered agreement had called for all three to appear for testimony starting on July 15 and concluding by the following week. A spokeswoman for New York Attorney General Lolita James declined comment. In January, James said the investigation had uncovered significant evidence the Trump Organization, which manages hotels, golf courses, and other real estate, overstated asset values to obtain favorable loans and understated the values to get the tax breaks. So the Trumps had sought to avoid questioning. Their depositions will not be conducted in public.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alina Haba, a lawyer for Trump. How many lawyers does he have, I wonder? I mean, really, how many lawyers does this man have?
Did not
respond to requests for comment. A lawyer for Trump's adult children declined comment. A Republican, Trump has denied wrongdoing and called the investigation politically motivated because James is a Democrat. What else does he have to say about it? Nothing. Once again, it's because of Democrats, sir. It's a witch hunt.
Oh,
it's a witch hunt. Yes.
Fortunate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's why he writes everything on sticky notes and tells his people to shred them. So there's no paper trail to him. So he can hang everybody else in his office, including his kids.
Yep.
It's all their fault.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has no loyalty to anybody. Yeah.
I know he'll go down in New York for that because you don't mess with the IRS and New York State. But we got to get him. He's got to go down for all he did while he was president. That scumbag's got to go.
No kidding.
Indeed. Yeah, he has to go. Mike Pence, Cipriani, or whatever his name is, the former White House lawyer, he said that Mike Pence deserved a Medal of Freedom for what he did. Not one time Mike Pence did the right thing. He deserved a Medal of Freedom.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Go to hell, dude. No.
For
no.
being a lapdog?
No. I agree.
Yeah.
There is no way that Mike Pence...
He did what he was supposed to do. I mean, he was supposed to verify the vote, and he did. Big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal. I mean,
honestly
and truly, think about this. He knew, he knew that they were out to kill him. He knew that the president didn't care if they hung him. They were going to hang him. They knew that, and he still is like has his tail between his legs. He hasn't come out and said anything. Are you kidding? And this wimp wants to run for president? Give me a break.
Yeah, president of his grandchild's people, probably not the United States. You know. In all honesty, ladies, though, do you think that the Republicans have any serious contender in 2024? And added to which, a next question to that, do you think Joe Biden is ready and fit for re-election? Because the speculation out there, even among Democrats, is that he's gotten old and slow and, showing signs that Donald Trump's
when he was president.
I am so, I will say what I think. I am so sick and tired of Biden bashing. I truly am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this man in his late 70s, how old is he? 76, 78 years old.
Yeah,
he is traveling the world. He's in Saudi right now. You know, I mean, he probably doesn't sleep much. He has been handed a mountain of problems, you know, with Roe versus Wade, with January 6th, with inflation. Inflation is his fault. Gas prices are his fault. I mean, this man, honestly and truly, if it was me, I'd probably be screaming on the top of my lungs and very upset. But he's always cool, calm, and he seems to know what he's talking about. Does he make a mistake once in a while? Absolutely. Who doesn't make a mistake?
Well, he was a stutterer, and he still has lingers of that. So that's why sometimes when he talks, he says the wrong word. But when he was a kid, he stuttered really bad, and he overcame it. And nobody knows Congress better than him. And he was vice president, so he knows the world, too. He knows what he's doing. I feel bad that he's always picked on. He doesn't brag.
No.
And, you know, the Republicans keep on saying, well, it's inflation. Well, do something, Republicans. Have they voted for anything? They didn't even vote for the infrastructure bill. And then they went to their people and said, oh, look, I got you a bridge. No, you didn't. You voted against it.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the Republican Party is so two-faced and backwards. They're not doing anything. They're not doing anything for health care. Biden wants to have insulin at $30. It only costs the pharmaceutical $6 to make. Isn't that enough money instead of charging $350?
Of course.
I mean, and the Republicans won't do anything because they're being paid off by pharma. So I don't know. We have to get rid of them all. I know more people are going against the Republicans, especially with the abortion thing. Thank God for women.
Yeah.
We'll take over.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing, the glimmer of hope right there. And this 10-year-old is putting a frosting on the cake, I'm telling you. People are so outraged. And unless they're outraged, they're not going to get out to vote, and the Republicans will stay in power. So in Michigan, they have double the amount of signatures on the petition to to reinstate Roe versus Wade here. Also to overturn the laws that the Republican Party is trying to change in voting. They're, you know, we want 7 days of voting, we want mail-in voting and all that. And they collected over 800,000 when only 400,000 is needed. So people are pissed. And the only way we're going to reverse this, if people are pissed and go to the polls, that's the big thing. That's the only way we got a chance of getting rid of these idiots.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know for damn sure millennials will go to the polls because millennials are sick and tired of people like Donald Trump and the fringe right. You know, they just want stability. They want a moment's sign. You know, their generation.
And the older Gen Zs will too, the ones that can vote now. They will be out there in the polls as well. They'll be out there voting as well.
Definitely.
One good thing that that President Biden, I don't know if not one good thing, but one thing that President Biden did, and I don't know if people even realize this. I mean, I read about it and I'm like, whoa, I didn't hear. But he signed an executive order to protect abortion access for millions of Americans. And what he's doing is the president is directing Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra to submit a report to him within 30 days on the action his department is taking on the matter. The president is also establishing an interagency task force on reproductive health care access, in which Attorney General Merrick Garland will take over. HHS will take action to expand access to emergency contraception and long-acting reversible contraception like intrauterine devices, IUDs, according to the White House. The department's task force ensuring patients have access to full rights and protections for emergency medical care afforded under the law. The president has directed Becerra to consider updating guidance that clarifies physician responsibilities and protections under the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. Garland also issued a statement saying that states cannot ban mifepristone, that must be a medication used to end early pregnancy that the FDA has approved. And let's see, they're going to ramp up outreach to public education, efforts on abortion to ensure that Americans have access to reliable and accurate information about their rights to access to care. They're going to prepare for expected legal challenges ahead. The executive order also focuses on protecting patient privacy. Now, he's also directed Becerra in consultation with Garland and the FTC to consider options to address deceptive or fraudulent practices and protect access to accurate information. I mean, that's a big deal. And
big deal.
This is what I'm saying. I don't think President Biden gets enough publicity. Not, I don't mean publicity, but he doesn't get enough kudos. You know, Trump is still all over the freaking news every single day, and everything's in the background. And I don't know how many people knew about that.
I did see that on the news a couple of times when he signed it, and, you know, he made a speech about it, and all the networks carried it and stuff. But you didn't hear about it much in the paper or on the local news.
Right. So we have 28 minutes left. Number to call is 515-605-9802. Don't be afraid. We're here. We won't bite.
Yes. Unless you're a Trump-loving Republican and a freak, then we'll call you out on it. But still, call in and say peace. Yeah, we want to hear from everybody. We love hearing from people, different perspectives.
And you're sick of hearing from me.
What?
I said you're sick of hearing from me.
Oh, no.
No, not at all.
Absolutely.
I was wondering
not.
If Madeline or Jessica will call in. But speaking of Jessica, she put on our Facebook page. It's at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Trump really needs to be put in Guantanamo. What he has done is so much worse than Nixon. And he's also a puppet of all of extremists, Putin included. Also in regards to people who mess with kids or elders, castration with a tattoo on their forehead that they're evil. School prison for life. It is like a vacation with a good tan. One more thought. The men and women who have truly fought for our country need to be honored. There have been too many World War II soldiers that are now 7 years old or older being awarded with what they did for our freedoms. If it wasn't for them or those who fought in World War One, we wouldn't be here where we are. Unfortunately, there are new Hitlers trying to take them away. But voting for what and who is actually right for this supposedly greatest country on earth will keep them at bay. And she also made the point that New Yorkers hated Trump even before he was president. So He's just hated, you know, and all the criminal activities he did, he should be punished for it. If it was a regular Joe Schmo, you know, they'd be in prison by now.
Oh,
and forgotten
for sure.
About. Yeah. So thank you for that input, Jessica Restelli. And thank you so much for calling in, Susie. We really appreciate when you call in and give your perspective on things.
Yeah, I'll let you go. Let somebody else put their two cents in. Have a good night.
Have a good
yes,
night,
man.
Susie. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, that was Susie from Michigan. Okay, so where do we go from here now, Lori?
Well,
the General Ethics Committee.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, let's talk a little bit about assault weapons. And, you know, after the tragedies, you know, in Buffalo, Uvalde, Highland Park, don't you think that we should reinstate the assault weapons ban that was passed in 1994? I mean, why don't we demand that Congress passes that ban on assault weapons, you know, instead of all these other little patchwork things that they're trying to do. I mean, I'm for the red flag law, absolutely. But I think banning assault weapons is really, really important. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because it has proven that it take down things like, you know, school shooting and mass shootings, you know, when it had it in 1994, and made law stronger in terms of, you know, people can't having assault AR-15s or AK-47s so they're defending their home or shooting animal. You know, that don't make any sense because guns like that will like rip animals apart, you know.
Absolutely.
So there's no need. Unless you're in the armed forces, then, you know, you should have guns like that. And speaking of mass shootings, a house class, you know, active shooter alert bill, I think this is a good thing.
Yep.
Yes. And hopefully the Senate picks it up and will have their version of it. The House approved legislation this past Wednesday, yesterday, to create the Active Shooter Alert Network. The bill would create the Active Shooter Alert Communications Network to issue AMBER alerts or AMBER-style alerts to make people aware of active shooter situations in their area. By the numbers, Democrats almost entirely support the bill, while only one Democrat joining 168 Republicans in opposing it. However, 43 Republicans did support the bill.
168 Republicans that bill. Why? Mm-hmm. What is wrong with that? That's what I'm trying to say. What is wrong with something like this? It's like an Amber Alert, like if a child is missing. What would be wrong with that? Why would they oppose it?
Yeah, because they're playing politics with people's lives. They don't give a shit on NRA control. If they support something like that, the NRA will cut off funding for them, and they lose their seats and lose their livelihood. You know, so, you know, they're to the NRA.
For Amber-style alert, they're not taking anything away from anybody. They're not taking away their freaking assault rifles. All they want to do is an Amber-style alert. I mean, this is appalling to me. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. Once we take money out of politics, they should do it with what Britain do. You know, they get X amount of money, and you can't go over that. You know, you can't get funding from corporations, but public donations, and they have a cap on it. So if we can get rid of Citizens United and have a better Supreme Court, you know, that's the start. That's where we need to start. But, you know, there's no excuse for Republicans, 168 Republicans who voted against it. They're just playing politics and going, you know, trying to save their political careers by doing the bidding in the NRA, which is sick and disgusting in itself. You know, so, yeah.
Do you think Liz Cheney is under a lot of pressure?
Yes, because she's back in the poll. She's something like 30% down than she usually would be. The Trump-endorsed candidate, who's a former Liz Cheney employee and on her staff, is running against her and have 25-point lead against her. And Liz Cheney is asking that Democrats cross party lines to vote in the Republican primary for her, you know. And it's like less of two evils, basically. Because let's face it, Wyoming is, you know, deep red, conservative to the core. And even if Liz Cheney runs as an independent against a Trump-backed candidate and split the vote, then Republicans will win anyway because a strong red state Wyoming is, you know. So, you know, this one time I think we should have helped Liz Cheney out because, you know, she's no paragon of virtue. She's Dick Cheney's daughter, of course, but she's doing an excellent job as the vice chair for the January 6th committee. And she puts her country ahead of party. And I don't believe there's a strong Democrat in Wyoming who can take that large one seat in Wyoming. It's too much Republican. You know, that's my take on it. What's your thoughts on it?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I think, you know, she deserves a lot of accolade for what she's doing. It takes a lot of guts for what she's doing. A lot of time. Energy. I'm sure her nerves are wrecked. I think everyone on that committee has been overworked, and I'm sure they've had their share of threats. And I give her kudos for that, even though she is, you know, Cheney's daughter.
Yeah, Dick Cheney, son of Satan, but I digress. Okay, so big line of GOP in Michigan. There's this woman, Christina Karamu. She is running for Secretary of State against Benson, the incumbent Democrat. Karamu has lied about the group who started the deadly insurrection on January 6th, where she said that there were more members of the anarchist group Antifa. Antifa is not a group, but federal indictments have affirmed that supporters for former President Trump were the ones behind the attack to disrupt the certification of Joe Biden's 2020 election win. So she's running basically on that as one of our platforms, you know, and it's proven debunked time and time again that it was MAGA supporters who, you know, stormed the Capitol, you know, shit on the walls of Congress, piss on the halls, going to Nancy Pelosi's office, steal computers, you know, things like that. And that computer tried to sell to Russia, which was arrested by the FBI. I wonder whatever came out of that case, probably nothing. You know, so it's like all these Republicans running for federal office or statewide office, they're part of this big lie.
They just come out of the woodwork, and they just think that, you know, everyone's going to believe this. You know, I mean, how ridiculous! Our Secretary of State in Michigan is awesome. You know, Benson is awesome. She put together the absentee voting in Michigan is up and running. Anyone can absentee vote. You don't need an excuse like you used to, you know, if you're going to be out of state or couldn't vote, then you would apply for an absentee ballot. You don't have to do that anymore. You can just, you know, everyone's going to get an absentee ballot. You either use it or else you go to your poll. I mean, you can actually, what I'm suggesting is if you are doing absentee in Michigan, take a picture of what you're voting for before you. And I would also say drop it off. So take a, you know, fill it out properly, you know, I mean, sign it, take a picture of it, and then drop it off at your clerk's office. And then go online and you can follow your ballot. You can trace it and make sure that it's counted properly. That's really important because I really do believe that there's going to be some shenanigans tried. So we have to be vigilant.
Indeed. Yes. Okay, we have 15 minutes left, and hopefully we'll get one or two more callers. The number to call is 515-605-9802. call in, say your piece about the political discourse in America happening today. We'd love to hear from you. We're always glad to hear from people, especially on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Yes, man. So we have 15 minutes. How can we wrap up now? What's the next move by Democrats?
And I can say in Michigan right now, to you, one second.
Mm-hmm.
In Michigan right now, a poll shows where Michigan voters stand on races for governor, secretary of state, attorney general, and more stories. Michigan residents they're saying that Michigan residents this year are really highly vote motivated. A lot have already sent in their ballots. That's a
mm-hmm.
good thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks
mm-hmm.
like that the Democrats in Michigan are favored. Our governor is favored. Our secretary of state and our attorney general is also favored. Our three powerful, brilliant women in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that they can hold on to those reins because they've done an excellent job in Michigan. And the polls are showing
mm-hmm.
right now that that they're doing pretty good. The other
mm-hmm.
thing is I have to say this. As I drive along in the area that I live in, I see nothing but Republican crappy signs. And I have to go out and somehow get some signs for Benson and for Governor Whitmer and for the Attorney General and put them in front of these signs. And the other thing is
mm-hmm.
their signs are not small signs. They're huge signs. They're huge
mm-hmm.
signs.
Mm-hmm.
And it really irritates me when I'm driving. So that's my next task.
Well,
I have to get a hold of some signs.
They can afford it because they're bought and paid for.
Well, I think the Democrats can too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I really think
mm-hmm.
the Democrats can afford the signs. Their signs are always
mm-hmm.
small, and you can barely see them, and it really irritates
mm-hmm.
me. Put a darn sign out there,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
something that people can see. That's my
yes.
rant.
Yes, yes.
I've been annoyed by that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Special shout out to Val Dennings, Congresswoman from Florida. She's running against Senator Marco Rubio to unseat him. Shout out to Senator Chris Muncie from Pennsylvania or Connecticut. Is it? Yeah, Connecticut, I think. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. Dana Nessel. Michelle Lujan Grisham, the governor of New Mexico. And Congresswoman Melanie Stansbury. And AOC,
mm-hmm.
shouting to them, they're doing an excellent job in their elective office. We appreciate everything that you're doing to fight for America and to preserve democracy, because we're a beacon of freedom to the world. And what Republicans are trying
Absolutely.
Is very Hitlerist and very fascist, and we're not really stand for it. I don't care who you are, you know, your grandpappy,
mm-hmm.
your mama could be Republican from Ike days or even before, but it's not the same Republican Party as it is today. It's just very fascist. And I want to put a figurehead like Donald Trump in. Don't allow them to. Mark Meadows, going down. Rudy Giuliani
yep.
was in the hospital all day with heart problems. You're going down. General
yep.
What's-His-Face, who pleaded the fifth how many times? You're going down. Steve Bannon, all of them, you're going down. Give it time. Eric Garland is going to investigate you, the Attorney General for the United States, and you're going down.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Nixon isn't above the law, and he had to resign. You and nobody else in this country is above the Constitution and the law and all that. So just
Absolutely.
Give it time. Hopefully it works out before the November election. If not, and Republicans take back the House and the Senate, then we're screwed. They're putting things in there like never before. If you think this voter suppression is anything, if they get power, you'll see even worse things. You know, Hitler would be proud of what they're doing now, this Republican Party. And so we're better than this. We're to become a hope and freedom
yeah.
in the world. The world is watching us,
yeah.
and we're going to do better than this. We're going to do better than Republicans. That's my thought and the rant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a few states that I do think that we have a chance, the Democrats have a chance of winning the Senate in these states,
mm-hmm.
Arizona,
mm-hmm.
Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. I think we have a good chance of winning the Senate from Senate seats in those states. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I, like I said, I said in the past, I'm, you know, the eternal optimist, and I do believe that people are figuring out, you know, inflation is not Biden's fault. You know, inflation is caused by supply and demand, and these corporations are seeing that they can make a big profit, you know, on supply and demand. You know, and the president cannot control gas prices. How many times have we said that? And they're saying, oh, inflation's at a 40-year high. Well, when I go around and I see how much people are spending, I don't see that people are penny-pinching. I don't see it at all. Be wrong. Costco is constantly busy. The grocery stores are busy. Mm-hmm. The fruit markets are busy. The roads are full of cars. I mean, I don't see, like back in 2008, there was a different feeling in the air at that time. I don't feel it this time. So a lot of it is, in my opinion, just because they want the Democrats and the president to fail.
Mm-hmm. And he will fail. And earlier when I brought up that thing about Joe Biden not possibly running against again in 2024, I was just playing devil's advocate. I'm not bashing him. I never bash Joe Biden. He's solid. He's experienced. The only thing I really don't like is when he tries to compromise with Republicans like Mitch McConnell. Because it don't work. It never will work. You know?
I agree with that. I think that's an old school, something old school that he's used to doing. Because it used to be that they could compromise, right? You know,
Tip O'Neill,
but things have changed, and he's got to change with it.
Exactly. It's not the days of old and where, you know, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan talking.
No.
You
know, absolutely.
Republicans are too far-right, fringe, and fascistic.
Absolutely. You know? That's the whole idea. But you know, at the end, I think that a lot of these, you know, players that were involved, I do think that their day is coming. It might take a little more time. And I hope, like you said, David, that it, you know, before November, we have some sort of, you know, game plan here and we can see, you know, more light and, you know, what the DOJ plans on doing. I do believe that he will do something. He cannot let this go. Because if he lets this go, there will be mayhem. I mean, then there will be no law and order ever again. Don't you think?
I would want to know, what is he afraid of? Do they have some secret for Merrick Garland why he won't prosecute? Because, you know, Trump should have been in prison for a long time, from a long time ago, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I don't, you know, lawyers are different kind of people, you know, they're kind of actors in a way. They like to twist and turn things. I think they like drama. Also, I really do. And, but I do think they're trying to get this right. I have to believe that. They have to have a solid case. They can't screw it up. And let's hope that I'm right in saying that.
Yes. That's all I's and cross out T's. Yeah.
Absolutely. You better believe it.
Well, we're just going to hope for the best, really. Because a lot of people are fed up with the political system, and you can't really blame them for not voting.
you know, because, you know, too much money is involved in politics, too much private money. And it should be about the people who elected you and not about corporations, because corporations are not people. We should have a Supreme Court that is not political. We should have a Secret Service that is not political. Not with the Homeland Security that's not politically motivated. And Donald Trump has fucked that all up with his brand of fascism. You know, and he'll pay dearly for it. I guarantee you. This is America, and we don't let foolishness like slip, no matter who you are. Mm-hmm. If Richard Nixon, the most seasoned politician, couldn't get away with it, Donald Trump will not get away with it.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's our final thoughts for tonight. We want to thank Susan for calling in, Jessica for commenting on our Facebook page at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123, and thank the many, many people who shared online across social media about our show that's been growing.
Absolutely.
And we hope for you a great weekend, and hope to hear from you next week. Okay, so till next time, I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
And good night, everyone. Thank you for sharing and liking and listening. And we hope that a little bit of what we said tonight makes a little bit of sense. Everyone have a good evening and a great weekend. And everyone take care and be safe. Good night now. Thank you.
Thank you.